What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled, Why You No Longer Can Be a Bottom Feeder in America. Now, when I talk about being a bottom feeder here in America, I'm talking about these dead-end, very low-skilled job where all you need is literally a pulse and you can make it into this job. As you guys know, I used to do, and I'm still doing it right now, but I did it back when it was good, like DoorDash. I never did Uber because I don't believe in having random people ride in your car. I mean, to me, that's like coming from the taxi industry where you have like the city behind you, you have insurance company behind you, you have a taxi company behind you, and, you know, you got security cameras, you got shit like that, and you know, you have random people now riding in your personal car. To me, that's fucking crazy, but this just goes to show you how desperate a lot of people become for money. So the point of the video, guys, is that you can no longer become a bottom feeder here in America. Now, I started doing DoorDash back early on when DoorDash was paying a lot of good money to get people hooked on it. I did it during Scamarona, where people were getting paid by the government to stay at home and getting money to buy chicken tendies. So I got my worth out of DoorDash. Now there's a lot of people coming into DoorDash, and the thing is, the more desperate you are to do DoorDash, the less DoorDash will pay you because they know you are desperate. And guys, there's a lot of desperate people out here. I made a video earlier today about Dan Bongino being a scam artist, and I touched a little bit about DoorDash, but now I am gonna be talking about DoorDash even more. Is that a lot of people out there, you know, they've been asking me, yo, Omar, is DoorDash still good? Can I do DoorDash? My answer is no. At this point, guys, here in America, you can't be a bottom feeder anymore, okay? First of all, inflation is way too high. Secondly, because you got a lot of desperate people out there, you're just getting less money from DoorDash and Uber. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Colombian drivers actually make more in dollars from Uber than American drivers. You know, when I'm in, when I'm taking an Uber, whether it's in Miami or whether it's in fucking Medellin, I see the app when people get offers while they still have you in the car or even in the motorcycle with them, right? So I see Colombian drivers get offers of like 20, 30 pesos, which is, you know, anywhere from like $5 up to $8. And then an equivocal ride here in Miami would be like $2. Guys, I've seen Uber drivers in Miami get offers for $2, $2.50. I'm talking $2.50. Like, my taxi meter back in 2009 started off at like, what, $2.75, I think? And yet there are Uber drivers, mainly Haitians, and quite frankly, this is why Donald Trump will never ever get rid of Haitians, okay, guys? You have to understand, Haitians are dumb enough to give $2.50 Uber rides. This is why Trump will never ever get rid of them, because again, Haitians are just too damn stupid to know any better. You know, a Haitian will go out, you know, use his mother's account, get a fake social security, you know, maybe rob someone, buy a car with the social security, drive it into the ground, gets a car repossessed, do it all over again with somebody else's social security number. This is why Trump will never ever get rid of the Haitians, because they're just way too stupid to realize that taking people for $2.50 for a 4 or 5 mile trip is, you know, Colombians are making more money than you, and they do that in a freaking a motorcycle that probably costs them the equivalent of, you know, $1,000 to buy, and yet here you are driving a fucking Suburban making $2.50 to take somebody like me to fucking Metro Tri-Rail for, you know, 4 or 5 miles. So at this point, guys, it's just really bad out there. I'm in a parking lot right now with other people doing DoorDash. And again, you can hear, you know, they're doing DoorDash when they're sitting on their smartphones, when you hear the turin turin. So I know a lot of you guys out there wanted to do the whole minimal lifestyle, you know, have no boss. Like I said before, guys, you know, the good thing about doing DoorDash is that, you know, back in LA, back during the height of Scamarona and shit like that, I can return my car to the rental company, hop on a plane, and not have to worry about losing my job. In fact, I remember, you know, back when I was doing Amazon Flex, you know, I was able to, and I can do this with DoorDash. I can do, you know, DoorDash, you can actually schedule, blocks in advance, like a week in advance. And, you know, there have been times where I would, like, I'm still in fucking Egypt, I'm in Europe, I'm somewhere else. Now I'd schedule Amazon Flix blocks, I'd schedule DoorDash blocks in advance. That was back when all, of course, Amazon Flix is gone, because now Amazon built out their own fleet and they know they can nickel and dime you guys. You know, with me, Amazon was paying me like $18 an hour to sit under a tree in LA. And then on top of that, we get tips and shit like that. So I was making $1,000 a week with like less than 40 hours of work back in the day. You know, this was 2017, 2018. Those days are long gone and they're not ever going to come back. So the days of doing the gig economy where you can do your side hustle and, you know, actually do something with that money, those days are gone, guys, and they're not going to come back. So for all of you guys out there who want to do like Uber or DoorDash, you want some side money, no, you know, those days are not gonna come back, guys. Okay, if you want to do DoorDash and Uber, you know, make $15-$30, you know, save up some FU money, not FU as in I'm gonna open a restaurant or I'm gonna travel money. I'm talking about, you know, I'm gonna go fucking eat out at fucking Cheesecake Factory. You know, the irony, right? Back when I was doing DoorDash and Amazon, that was back in the day when you can actually have FU money to travel and, you know, spend money on businesses. You know, this is how I got MGTOW going. I was actually looking over some of the, because I was contacting Better Bachelor about the MGTOW TV party, and I noticed that I've been talking to some of these guys like TFM since early 2021. We're talking about fucking what, 4 years ago, okay? And I was actually doing, you know, I remember the first time I talked to TFM, I was talking to him on Skype or some sort of third-party application. I was talking to him from a McDonald's in Palo Alto or somewhere in the valley. I was talking to him from a McDonald's in the valley, trying to get MGTOW TV properly up and running. And I was doing that between DoorDash shifts. And this just goes to show you that back during that time, you know, I was making enough money off of DoorDash where I could actually afford to build out MGTOW TV. Today, no. You can't do DoorDash for jack squat. I'm just doing DoorDash just for enough money to whereby I can buy some food for the food truck tomorrow. I really like making these videos where I talk to you guys now under 10 minutes and drink my coffee. But at this point, guys, if you have dignity, honor, integrity, especially when you have like a fucking real restaurant at a mall in Colombia going on, you really can't be doing shit work like DoorDash, like some ancient nigger. You know, you really can't be doing DoorDash anymore. So, in short, guys, for all of you guys out there who think of doing DoorDash on the side, or you want to give it a try, or you're still doing it and you're contemplating whether I should continue with it or not, at this point, guys, DoorDash is dead. It's just not worth it. At this point, guys, take whatever you can from DoorDash. Get the fuck out of it. But if you think that DoorDash is going to allow you to build out your own business, shit like that, those days are gone. And they are never, ever coming back. All right, guys, I'll talk to you in another video. Peace.